AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
All right, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep into a brand that doesn't just build cars. It conjures dreams, ignites passions, and embodies an almost mythical status. We're talking, of course, about Lamborghini. Mm. More than just a vehicle, it's, you know, a symbol of audacity, a statement of uncompromised performance, and, well, a masterclass in audacious engineering and aspirational brand building.
Definitely.
For this deep dive, we've gathered a fascinating stack of sources spanning from the earliest fiery historical accounts to sharp insights on their cutting-edge technology and their profound, pervasive cultural impact across the globe.
Right.
Our mission today is to extract the most important nuggets of knowledge from this rich material, helping you understand precisely how Lamborghini didn't just become, but consistently remains, a global icon, effortlessly blending its legendary tradition with a relentless future-forward drive for innovation. And trust me, as we go, you're going to uncover some truly surprising facts and connections that maybe challenge conventional wisdom a bit.
It's true. What truly captures the imagination here is observing how a brand, born from one man's singular, almost stubborn ambition, has navigated decades of profound change and, let's face it, numerous challenges.
Yeah.
Yet it has consistently stayed true to its fierce core identity while relentlessly pushing the boundaries of what's possible in automotive design and engineering. In this deep dive, we'll be tracing its journey from those fiery origins and the legendary rivalry that sparked its very creation all the way through to its ambitious future in electrification and sophisticated digital engagement.
Right.
It's a journey that doesn't just tell the story of a car company. It really illuminates the essence of brand resilience and a truly forward-thinking approach.
So let's start at the very beginning, because the origin story of Lamborghini isn't just history, it's pure legend, and it truly sets the audacious tone for everything that came after. At its heart, it's about a direct, almost defiant challenge to the automotive elite of the time. Imagine this. Ferruccio Lamborghini, an incredibly successful and accomplished tractor manufacturer from the Emilia-Romagna region of Italy.
A tractor manufacturer.
Exactly. Decides, quite abruptly, that he can build a better, more refined, and more powerful luxury sports car than the reigning kings of the road. Specifically, Ferrari.
The big one.
He founded Automobili Lamborghini S.p.A. in 1963, driven by this burning ambition to not just rival, but to genuinely surpass established names.
That kind of audacity.
It's incredible, right? A tractor maker challenging a supercar titan. That laid the entire foundation for the brand's competitive, no-compromise spirit. His intent was serious from day one. That was abundantly clear with the debut of their very first production model, the elegant 350 GT, at the Turin Auto Show in November 1963.
Ah, the 350 GT. Beautiful car.
It wasn't just a car on display. It was a gauntlet thrown down. A clear statement of serious intent to disrupt the high-performance luxury market.
And that audacious spirit, that defiance, truly exploded onto the scene with what came next. The mid to late 1960s marked a genuinely significant turning point for Lamborghini, specifically with the introduction of the iconic Miura in 1966.
The Miura.
Wow. To grasp the larger implication here, the Miura wasn't merely another car. It was a bona fide, revolutionary milestone in automotive design and engineering. It unequivocally showcased an innovative spirit that was truly ahead of its time, especially for a high-performance vehicle.
You can still see its influence today.
Absolutely. Picture this. A car primarily designed for blistering speed and exhilarating performance, yet it came equipped with a truly luxurious interior. Electric windows. Yes, electric windows. In a performance vehicle in 1966.
Unheard of, really?
Pretty much. Huh? And even air conditioning. These were incredibly advanced comfort features for a supercar of that era, powerfully illustrating Lamborghini's dual, unwavering focus on both raw, untamed power and unparalleled driver-centric luxury.
So not just a beast, but a comfortable one.
It's exactly. This pivotal period also saw the production of other notable models, like the sleek Islero and the more practical, maybe a Spada.
The four-seater.
Yeah. Along with the presentation of numerous experimental prototypes at major auto shows, all of which rapidly contributed to Lamborghini's escalating profile and growing mystique. The Miura, however, stands out as the car that fundamentally established Lamborghini's reputation for being both a thing of immense, breathtaking beauty and an absolute beastly performer.
Here's where it gets truly fascinating, because despite that early rapid success and the cementing of its reputation as a serious contender, the company faced some truly seismic shifts incredibly early in its life.
Yeah, the story isn't all smooth sailing.
Not at all. We're talking about a significant transition of ownership that began less than a decade after the company was even founded. In 1972, Ferruccio Lamborghini, for, well, a variety of reasons, including the global oil crisis,
which hit performance cars hard.
Right. He sold the majority of his stake in the company to Georges Henri Rossetti. He eventually made a full exit, transferring his remaining shares to his friend René Lammers.
So the founder steps away pretty early on.
Yeah, and this marked the tumultuous beginning of a challenging new chapter for Lamborghini. It suddenly had to navigate the incredibly complex and often unforgiving automotive market without its visionary, charismatic founder at the helm.
That's tough for any young company.
Think about the inherent challenges for a young, ambitious company like that, only just finding its feet, suddenly adrift without its guiding force. This period, in fact, was far from smooth. Lamborghini navigated the tumultuous 1970s oil crisis and a series of ownership shifts that brought the company to the brink of collapse multiple times.
Include bankruptcy, right.
Declared bankruptcy in 1978, yeah. It changed hands from Georges Henri Rossetti and René Lammers to the Mimran brothers, then to Chrysler.
Chrysler owned Lamborghini. Wild.
For a bit, and eventually critically to Audi under the Volkswagen Group, which is where it is now.
That Audi acquisition was key.
Absolutely. The truly profound insight here is that despite this prolonged period of instability, the core engineering prowess and radical design spirit not only endured, but often found renewed energy and vital resources with each new patron.
So in a weird way, the struggle made them stronger.
This process, ironically, forged an incredible resilience directly into the brand's DNA, shaping it into the survivor it is today.
That's a crucial point. That inherent adaptability continued to be a defining hallmark as Lamborghini propelled itself into the 21st century. They consistently continued to develop iconic models like the aggressive Diablo.
Love the Diablo.
And the powerful Murciago, both widely celebrated for their visceral performance and captivating, often outrageous design. But the most significant recent shift, one that absolutely raises a critical question for a brand whose very identity is built on the spine-tingling roar of a V12 engine.
Yeah, how do they square that circle?
Is their strategic pivot towards electric vehicle technology. This isn't just a technical upgrade. It's a profound strategic insight for luxury performance brands globally. How does a brand known for such raw, high-octane, almost untamed driving experiences genuinely embrace an electric future without losing its soul?
That's the billion-dollar question.
Lamborghini's answer lies in their ambitious Direzione Coratori initiative. This bold, comprehensive program outlines concrete plans for their first fully electric model to enter production by the end of this decade, signifying a brave and definitive new direction.
Coratori, heart of the bull. Clever name.
It is. The unexpected revelation here is that hybridization and eventually full electrification for Lamborghini are not compromises. Instead, they're being engineered as performance accelerators, allowing them to deliver even more instantaneous torque and intelligent power distribution.
So, using electric to go faster?
Essentially, yes. This really highlights Lamborghini's commitment to not just staying relevant, but actively leading the charge, quite literally, in an ever-evolving automotive landscape, a complex challenge many industries, not just automotive, are grappling with today.
Right.
They're not just adapting, they're proactively shaping their own thrilling future.
Now let's talk about the true stars of the show, the incredible cars themselves. Lamborghini has produced a truly diverse and often mind-bending range of models throughout its history, each one a testament to their unwavering commitment to high performance, radical design, and pushing boundaries.
Where do you even start?
Let's start with some of the truly iconic models that didn't just set benchmarks, but often shattered them. And perhaps no car better embodies that early audacious spirit and its enduring design impact than the legendary Lamborghini Countach.
Ah, the Countach.
Yeah.
The ultimate poster car.
It's often hailed as one of the coolest, most futuristic supercars ever made. Designed by the visionary Marcello Gandini, the Countach remained in production for an astounding 16 years, transforming into an absolute global symbol of automotive excess, radical wedge shape, and those iconic scissor doors.
You just couldn't ignore it.
Exactly. What's truly fascinating about the Countach is how its immense cultural significance has actually outshone its pure driving capabilities. While it was undoubtedly a groundbreaking performance car for its time,
it wasn't exactly easy to drive, apparently.
Right. Its sheer visual impact made it the poster car for generations of enthusiasts. It became highly sought after by collectors, not just for its performance numbers, but for its sheer undeniable presence and its enduring design legacy.
It was pure theater.
The Countach's enduring appeal reveals a critical insight for luxury brands. Perceived desirability, often driven by radical aesthetics and cultural omnipresence, can sometimes outlast and even overshadow pure technical supremacy in defining an icon's legacy.
Interesting point.
It's a masterclass in how selling a dream often outweighs a simple spec sheet.
Sure.
But while the Countach defined an era of visual excess, Lamborghini hasn't rested on its laurels. Modern icons.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Icons like the Lamborghini Sian have taken that wild design language and infused it with cutting-edge hybrid power, bridging the past and future.
The Sian is stunning, that Y-shaped light.
Yeah, distinctive. The Sian features a potent 6.5-liter V12 engine paired with an electric motor, producing a combined total of 807 horsepower. This allows it to surge from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a blistering 2.6 seconds.
Still incredibly fast.
Despite being slightly less powerful than the newer Revuelto, which we'll discuss next, the Sian's futuristic design and impressive performance ensure its lasting place in automotive history.
And super limited, right? Adds to the allure.
Very limited. And we absolutely cannot forget the Lamborghini Veneno. Alongside the Countach, the Veneno is known for its undeniably extreme design and top-tier performance, boasting a top speed of 221 miles per hour.
It looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. Batmobile-esque.
Totally. The key here, and what profoundly enhances its appeal among elite collectors, is its incredibly limited production numbers. Only a handful were ever made. This extreme exclusivity immediately elevates it to a whole other level of collectible desirability.
Pure unobtainium.
Pretty much. And that brings us to the Lamborghini Revuelto. Launched just last year, in 2023, this car truly marks a bold new era for Lamborghini. It features a formidable 6.5-liter V12 engine combined with three electric motors.
Three.
Delivering a staggering 1,001 horsepower.
Wow, over 1,000 horsepower from the factory.
This isn't merely a successor to the legendary Aventador. It's a clear, unmissable reflection of the brand's definitive hybrid shift, unequivocally signaling the future direction for their flagship super sports cars.
It's clear that Lamborghini hasn't just produced those headline-grabbing blockbusters, though. They also have what we might affectionately call forgotten classics, which in their own way offer unique and valuable insights into the brand's broader journey and its evolving market strategies.
Right, not just the V12 flagships.
Exactly. Consider, for example, the Lamborghini Jalpa. This model is often regarded as a forgotten gem of the 1980s.
The V8 Lambo.
Exactly. It holds a unique and intriguing place in the history of the marque as the very last V8-powered Lamborghini model before the brand pivoted its focus to other engine configurations. What's truly fascinating here is that the Jalpa was, for its time, Lamborghini's most affordable model.
Relatively speaking, of course.
Yes, but relatively. This made it quite appealing to collectors and enthusiasts seeking a classic, pure sports car experience that was perhaps a bit more accessible than its more powerful V12 siblings. These forgotten models offer a different lens through which to view Lamborghini's history, showing us the various market segments and strategic nuances the brand explored over the decades.
Interesting. What else?
Then there's the Lamborghini Gallardo. This was an absolutely critical model for the company's modern era, with over 25 special editions produced throughout its life cycle.
20.
Yeah, they really milked it. The Gallardo played a truly pivotal role in bridging the gap between older, more raw supercars and the technologically advanced modern Huracan. It was a massive sales success.
Huge. Really put them on solid footing under Audi.
Absolutely. It successfully combined aggressive, instantly recognizable styling with high performance, and it became a key part of Lamborghini's successful modernization and expansion.
And its successor, the Huracan.
And looking at their current dominant modern offerings, the Lamborghini Huracan, since its debut in 2014, has been a cornerstone of Lamborghini's lineup. It masterfully blends blistering performance with an exceptionally fun-to-drive ethos, making it incredibly popular globally.
Seen as maybe a bit more usable day-to-day than the Aventador was.
Perhaps, yeah. Its versatility and adaptability are showcased through a wide array of special editions and variants, like the track-focused Huracan Performante and the upcoming Super Trofeo Jota, ensuring its continued relevance and broad appeal in a competitive market.
Always finding new ways to keep it fresh.
Always. Perhaps the single boldest strategic shift in recent times, beyond the electrification we just discussed, is the Lamborghini Urus.
Ah, the SUV. Caused quite a stir.
It did. Introduced in 2018 as the brand's first ever super SUV, the Urus has quite simply and significantly broadened Lamborghini's appeal to an unprecedented degree, powered by a potent twin-turbo V8 engine.
A departure from the naturally aspirated engines in their sports cars.
Right. It was a deliberate and calculated risk.
Yeah.
A bold pivot to turbocharge sales and tap into a whole new segment of buyers, those who wanted supercar performance, but with the practicality of an SUV.
And it worked, didn't it? Sales went through the roof.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it absolutely maintained the brand's core performance heritage. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the Urus was a highly calculated gamble that clearly paid off in spades, diversifying their market dramatically and proving unequivocally that Lamborghini isn't just about two-seater supercars. It's about delivering extreme performance and an exclusive lifestyle across a broader spectrum of vehicles.
It really changed the company's scale.
Completely. And of course, alongside all these, Lamborghini continues to innovate with upcoming all-electric models, set to debut by the end of the decade as part of the Direzione Coratori program, reinforcing their commitment to sustainability while relentlessly maintaining their performance legacy.
So what does this all mean for you, the learner, especially if you're interested in how iconic brands evolve and adapt? Each of these models tells a fascinating, multi-layered story about Lamborghini's evolution, their willingness to innovate, even when it seems counterintuitive, to adapt to market demands, and sometimes their sheer audacity to take calculated risks that ultimately redefine what a luxury performance vehicle can truly be. It's a dynamic and exciting history seen through the lens of its automotive masterpieces.
Moving beyond the striking aesthetics and the sheer raw power figures, let's peel back the layers and examine the sheer engineering brilliance that truly sets Lamborghini apart. Their relentless pursuit of technological prowess is a critical component of their continued leadership and exclusivity in the luxury performance automotive market.
Yeah, it's not just about the looks.
Not at all. Lamborghini is, for instance, at the absolute forefront of integrating advanced hybrid technology into its vehicle lineup. As we touched on earlier, this isn't simply about chasing bigger horsepower numbers, although the Revuelto's 1,001 horsepower certainly attests to that.
Can't hurt.
Right. It's a strategic move aimed at simultaneously reducing environmental impact while enhancing performance. This commitment to innovation and sustainability, actively embracing greener solutions, truly positions Lamborghini as a leader in the luxury performance automotive market. It raises a fascinating question. How do they maintain that uncompromised performance image, which is so central to their very identity, while embracing greener technology?
How to do it?
Their approach masterfully demonstrates that hybrid systems can, in fact, dramatically enhance performance, not dilute it. They achieve this by adding instantaneous torque, intelligent power distribution, and the ability to electrify the front axle for unparalleled traction and precision handling.
So the electric motors fill in the gaps, essentially.
Exactly. It's not a compromise for efficiency. It's a profound performance accelerator.
That's incredibly insightful. And to unpack this even further, it feels like they're not just building cars. In many ways, they're rethinking how cars are built from the ground up, especially with their embrace of 3D printing and customization. Expert, how exactly is Lamborghini leveraging this technology to create their radical designs? And what does it allow them to do that traditional manufacturing methods simply can't achieve at this level of precision and personalization?
That's an excellent question, because the introduction of 3D printing technology, or additive manufacturing as it's also known, has truly revolutionized Lamborghini's design and manufacturing processes.
Additive manufacturing, right, building up layer by layer.
Precisely. It allows for unprecedented levels of customization and personalization, enabling their designers to create incredibly complex geometries and intricate details that were previously unattainable through traditional subtractive manufacturing techniques. Imagine trying to sculpt some of the Rivolto's aggressive lines, razor-sharp vents, and intricate internal structures with conventional methods. It would be incredibly difficult, if not utterly impossible, to produce at scale with such precision.
Especially for low-volume production.
Exactly. For a brand where every car can be a unique, bespoke statement, this is a game-changer for luxury.
So what's the process like?
The process for developing these components is incredibly sophisticated. It typically begins with extensive computer-aided design, what's commonly known as CAD modeling, where every curve, dimension, and internal channel is meticulously digitally crafted.
Okay.
This is then followed by rigorous simulations to predict stress factors, thermal behaviors, and dynamic responses, ensuring that each component not only fits perfectly, but also meets the brand's famously rigorous safety, performance, and efficiency standards.
Makes sense. Lots of digital testing before anything gets printed.
Absolutely. Beyond the sheer design freedom, 3D printing also significantly enhances sustainability by minimizing waste generation. Instead of carving parts from larger blocks of material and generating a lot of scrap, which is common in traditional manufacturing, they can produce components on demand with near zero waste.
That's a big plus.
Which is crucial for luxury performance vehicles that often require unique, bespoke features for individual clients. Furthermore, Lamborghini utilizes advanced thermoplastics and metal alloys in conjunction with these additive manufacturing techniques.
So printing in metal, too?
Yes, printing in various materials. This allows them to create incredibly lightweight structures without compromising structural integrity or safety, directly improving vehicle performance and efficiency through reduced weight. It's truly where bespoke luxury meets high-tech efficiency and a conscious approach to resources.
That material science aspect is truly where a lot of the magic happens, and Lamborghini has been a pioneer in utilizing advanced composite materials. Things like forged composites and carbon fiber are absolutely crucial for enhancing both the raw performance and the striking aesthetic appeal of their vehicles. Expert, can you give us a prime example of this in action?
Absolutely. A prime example of this material science innovation is the astonishing Lamborghini Sesto Elemento.
Oh, yeah, the sixth element, carbon.
Exactly. This car, through its truly extensive and pioneering use of these advanced composite materials, achieved a total weight of just 999 kilograms, or roughly 2,202 pounds.
Under a ton. That's insane for a car with that kind of power.
It is. To put that into perspective, that is significantly lighter than many traditional supercars, or even many midsize sedans. And that drastic weight reduction translates directly to truly exceptional acceleration, razor-sharp handling capabilities, and unparalleled agility. It's a pure, unadulterated performance benefit.
How did they develop that tech? Forged composites aren't exactly common.
Right. What's particularly fascinating here is that the development of forged composites, a revolutionary material often seen in aerospace, was notably influenced by collaborations with external partners.
Ah, so not just in-house.
No, these included aerospace giants like Boeing and various prestigious universities. This inter-industry and academic collaboration wasn't just about sharing ideas. It allowed Lamborghini to achieve high-quality results with vastly increased production efficiency. It drastically reduced manufacturing times for complex components while providing the necessary strength and malleability for incredibly intricate automotive applications.
Interesting. So aerospace tech trickling down.
Pretty much. The larger implication here is that these kinds of cross-disciplinary collaborations push the boundaries not just for Lamborghini's vehicles, but for material science and advanced manufacturing processes across a wide array of industries, including aerospace and even medical technology.
Wow.
It's a cross-pollination of knowledge that genuinely benefits everyone.
And their vision for the future of engineering doesn't stop with current breakthroughs. Looking ahead, Lamborghini continues to explore thrilling new frontiers in automotive technology, focusing intensely on core pillars like cutting-edge energy sources, revolutionary innovative materials, and next-generation powertrain advancements.
Always pushing forward.
Their sustained collaborations with prestigious academic institutions such as MIT are a clear highlight of this unwavering commitment, leading to the development of groundbreaking concept vehicles like the radical Terzo Millennio.
The Terzo Millennio was wild. Self-healing carbon fiber, supercapacitors.
Exactly. Concepts like that show where their head is at. This continuous engagement with academic research isn't just for show. It's what truly fuels their innovation pipeline, positioning them not just to build amazing cars today, but to fundamentally redefine what performance and luxury will mean for future generations. So, for you, the learner, What does this all mean? It's not just about Lamborghini's current awe-inspiring models. It's about their audacious, forward-thinking vision for decades to come, constantly pushing the very boundaries of what's possible in the automotive world. You simply cannot talk about Lamborghini without talking about racing. This is where their engineering is truly tested, pushed to its absolute limits under the most extreme conditions, and refined with brutal efficiency.
Right, the ultimate proving ground.
Lamborghini has established a really significant and growing presence in the world of motorsport, primarily through its dedicated Squadra Corse division.
Squadra Corse, the racing team.
Exactly. This is the elite arm of the company that manages all their racing activities, utilizing their high-performance vehicles as the ultimate proving grounds for technology and driver skill. The Lamborghini GT3 series, for instance, features their Huracan GT3 cars, which comply with stringent FIA GT3 regulations.
That's the big league for sports car racing.
That's the international motorsport governing body's highly competitive rule set for grand touring cars, ensuring a level playing field among manufacturers. This series engages a wide array of private race teams in competitive racing events worldwide, showcasing the brand's capabilities on a truly global stage.
So they're selling race cars to customer teams too.
Exactly. It's more than just competition. It's a dynamic, living laboratory for their automotive technology where every millisecond counts.
And beyond the broader GT3 series, the Lamborghini Super Trofeo is a particularly prominent and unique motorsport event, also meticulously organized by Squadra Corse.
The one make series, right?
Yeah.
All Huracans.
All Huracans, yeah. This single make series is structured across 6 intense rounds globally, with each round including free practice sessions, competitive qualifying, and 2 grueling 50-minute races. Sounds intense. It is. What's truly fascinating here is how this platform is strategically designed. It categorizes drivers into 4 distinct classifications: Pro, Pro-Am, Am, and the Lamborghini Cup.
So different skill levels competing together.
Within their classes, yes. This system not only powerfully showcases Lamborghini's engineering prowess under race conditions, pushing their cars to their absolute limits, but it also serves as a crucial platform to actively develop and promote upcoming racing talent, nurturing the next generation of motorsport stars within the Lamborghini ecosystem.
Like a feeder series.
Exactly. It's a comprehensive talent pipeline as much as it is a race series.
And the tangible results of this intense involvement are powerfully evident in their recent achievements on the track. Lamborghini's racing heritage includes not just participation, but significant victories.
They've had some big wins lately.
For instance, they've secured multiple GT World Challenge championships with their formidable Huracan GT3 Evo, proving its mettle against established racing titans like Ferrari, Porsche, Mercedes.
Well, I think the best.
Furthermore, they've achieved triumphant class victories at prestigious, grueling endurance races like the Daytona 24 Hours and the Spa 24 Hours. This is concrete proof of their raw performance and reliability in the most demanding environments, showcasing that their cars are not just fast, but durable.
Endurance racing really tests reliability.
Absolutely. But it's not just about winning races. It's about direct technological transfer. Lamborghini meticulously applies its extensive experience gained in GT racing directly to enhance the aerodynamic efficiency and downforce of its racing cars, and ultimately its road cars.
Ah, the race on Sunday, sell on Monday idea.
Pretty much. These race vehicles feature incredibly advanced technical specifications. For example, a longitudinal V12 engine with a massive 6,498 cubic centimeter displacement that's nearly 6.5 liters, the size of a very large SUV engine, delivering an astounding 830 CV, or approximately 819 horsepower.
That's in their hypercar class, right? Not the GT3.
Right, that's for cars like their Essenza SCV12 track special. You also see innovations like the design of the multifunction steering wheel, which is directly inspired by Formula One ergonomics.
Looks complicated.
It does. This emphasizes ergonomic excellence and driver comfort, reflecting Lamborghini's unwavering commitment to performance and safety, even at blistering speeds. This is literally where the rubber meets the road. What they learn on the track in terms of aerodynamics, engine tuning, chassis dynamics, and driver interface directly informs what you see and feel in their road cars.
Making them better.
Making them better, faster, and safer for the everyday driver, while still providing that uncompromised thrill.
And that connection to the future extends well beyond just the cars themselves and the current generation of racers. In recent years, Lamborghini has made concerted, forward-looking efforts to deeply engage with younger generations through innovative digital and educational initiatives.
How so?
One compelling example is the Real Race Super Trofeo Esports Series, which is a vibrant virtual racing competition.
Ugh, esports. big these days.
Huge. This initiative isn't just a marketing ploy. It genuinely aims to discover and nurture future racing talent, effectively bridging the gap between the digital and physical racing worlds and making motorsport accessible to a new wave of enthusiasts.
Finding the next Verstappen on a simulator?
Maybe. Furthermore, their thoughtful collaborations with esteemed educational institutions, such as the AUD Interior Design Department, highlight Lamborghini's broader dedication to fostering a passionate community that supports aspiring racers and automotive enthusiasts from diverse backgrounds.
So investing in the future talent pool.
Exactly. The larger implication here is that this demonstrates a sophisticated long-term strategy for building genuine brand loyalty and identifying talent. It's a vision that extends far beyond just selling cars in the immediate term. It's about cultivating a future ecosystem of enthusiasts, professionals, and innovators who deeply resonate with and potentially contribute to the Lamborghini brand for decades to come.
So we've talked about the history, the incredible cars, the cutting-edge technology, and their undeniable prowess in racing. But a huge, perhaps the largest part of Lamborghini's enduring power is how it projects itself to the world.
The brand itself.
Exactly. It's not just a car, it's a brand, a lifestyle, an aspirational identity that fundamentally transcends traditional automotive boundaries and sells a dream.
It really does.
At its core, Lamborghini's brand identity is meticulously built around powerful symbolism and an unwavering commitment to extreme luxury, uncompromised performance, and absolute exclusivity. Take their iconic logo, a golden bull on a black shield.
Instantly recognizable.
This isn't just a pretty picture. It's a primal, powerful symbol embodying strength, aggression, and grace, directly resonating with founder Ferruccio Lamborghini's own passion for bullfighting and his zodiac sign, Taurus, the bull. It's an instantly recognizable, almost ferocious image.
Matches the cars, really.
Totally. And then there's their incredibly potent slogan, "We are not supercars, we are Lamborghini."
Love that slogan. So confident.
It is. This isn't just a clever marketing tagline. It's a profound, defiant statement that reinforces their uniqueness. It establishes the brand as an entity utterly beyond comparison, deliberately carving out its own category. This powerful statement caters directly to a customer base that values individuality, creative freedom, and an anti-establishment boldness above all else.
Setting themselves apart.
This isn't just marketing. It's a profound exercise in defining an aspirational identity that millions dream of being a part of, even if they never own a car.
And that aspirational identity is meticulously cultivated through an incredibly comprehensive marketing strategy, one that is specifically tailored to various segments within the ultra-wealthy market, while also reaching a much broader audience.
How do they manage that balance?
Well, for traditional luxury buyers, for example, the messaging often emphasizes exquisite craftsmanship, painstaking attention to detail, and a rich heritage, truly leaning into that storied past.
Playing up the history.
Right. But for tech-savvy entrepreneurs or younger digitally native buyers, the narrative skillfully shifts, focusing more on innovation, raw, groundbreaking performance, and bespoke personalization.
Tailoring the message.
Exactly. What's truly fascinating here is how effectively they also reach younger, aspirational audiences. They achieve this through savvy, visually driven social media campaigns and strategic gaming partnerships, carefully customizing their messages to resonate with these diverse groups, all while maintaining those consistent, unyielding core values that define the brand.
Gaming partnerships, like Forza or Gran Turismo.
Yeah, putting the cars directly in the hands of millions virtually. Their sophisticated approach to heritage and events is also a masterclass in aspirational brand building. They constantly leverage their rich history and foundational narratives through initiatives like exclusive anniversary editions of their cars, captivating museum exhibitions at their Santa Gata Bolognese headquarters,
which is a pilgrimage site for fans,
and even engaging documentary content. These initiatives don't just engage existing customers. They also serve to deeply enhance the brand story, justifying that premium pricing through a deeply established, almost mythological heritage. Regular classic car events and historical celebrations act as crucial physical touchpoints, connecting deeply with both current and potential buyers, fostering a sense of belonging to an exclusive club.
Building that community.
They're also incredibly strategic with their partnerships, choosing collaborators that align perfectly with their brand image while extending their reach. Collaborations with high-end luxury watchmakers like Roger Dubius.
Those watches are as wild as the cars.
Yes. Accessible yet sophisticated brands like LEGO Technic and even limited edition streetwear partnerships all skillfully help to extend their reach into new, often unexpected markets. These collaborations allow Lamborghini to tap into incredibly diverse consumer segments without ever diluting the brand's exclusive high-performance essence.
Smart diversification.
And then there's the masterful art of their product launch events. Lamborghini has truly perfected the art of turning a new product unveiling into a global media spectacle that builds immense hype. The unveiling of the Revolto in 2023 is a perfect recent example of this strategy in action.
I remember seeing that online. It looked amazing.
It combined highly exclusive physical events for a select group of clients and media with simultaneous, meticulously produced live streaming and augmented reality experiences for a much broader digital audience. This dual approach generated massive media attention and viral social media engagement while still preserving the perceived exclusivity of physical access.
That's the tricky part.
This raises an interesting question. How do you maintain that sense of rarefied exclusivity and allure when literally everyone worldwide can attend digitally? Lamborghini manages to strike that incredibly delicate balance by focusing on the quality of the digital experience and the curated nature of the physical one, making both feel premium.
It's truly impressive how they manage that tightrope walk between mass appeal and ultra-exclusivity. This all feeds directly into the Lamborghini brand experience, which completely transcends traditional automotive sales. Owning a Lamborghini isn't just about possessing a vehicle. It's about embodying a lifestyle.
Definitely a lifestyle brand.
Of exclusivity, boldness, uncompromised performance, and an almost rebellious spirit. They meticulously maintain desirability through a brilliant combination of scarcity, controlled production, and innovative marketing strategies, effectively creating vehicles that are not just modes of transport, but coveted objects of desire, art on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
This is a crucial distinction in the luxury market. The brand's confident, unapologetic voice, consistently reflected in every piece of communication and radical design, highlights its unwavering dedication to pushing the boundaries of automotive engineering and design, solidifying Lamborghini not just as a car manufacturer, but as a full-fledged, aspirational lifestyle brand that sells a dream.
Well put.
So what does this all mean for you, the learner, if you're looking to understand masterclass branding? It's about selling an entire aspirational universe, not just a product.
And this aspirational universe extends deeply into their cultural impact. Lamborghini has firmly established itself as a cultural icon, transcending its role as a luxury automobile manufacturer to become a powerful global symbol of aspiration, success, and a distinct, daring lifestyle.
You see them everywhere in pop culture.
Exactly. Their marketing strategy is expertly designed to create experiences that resonate deeply with consumers, fostering strong emotional ties through immersive events, strategic collaborations, and sophisticated digital storytelling, moving far beyond traditional static advertising. Their brand storytelling truly highlights how heritage and innovation coexist seamlessly and powerfully in their narrative. Lamborghini has successfully built a compelling narrative that celebrates its rich, often tumultuous legacy, while boldly embracing contemporary design philosophies and future technologies.
Past meets future.
This dual-focused storytelling aspect is vital for engaging audiences, as it creates a profound sense of community among its enthusiasts and collectors worldwide. The Heritage Museum at St. Agata, for instance, serves as a physical testament to Lamborghini's storied past, allowing visitors to explore the iconic models that have defined the brand and truly become part of its long story.
Makes the history tangible.
Furthermore, Lamborghini has adeptly integrated itself into various facets of popular culture, demonstrating an incredible understanding of modern media. We see collaborations with A-list celebrities, strategic influencer partnerships, and prominent, often dazzling appearances in high-profile music videos and fashion events.
They know where their audience is.
This strategy shrewdly positions the brand firmly within broader lifestyle contexts rather than solely automotive ones. This is increasingly relevant in appealing to younger generations, particularly Gen Z, who are more likely to engage with brands that genuinely resonate within their cultural milieu. The extensive, savvy use of social media as a primary channel for marketing, especially on visually driven platforms like Instagram and TikTok, has further bolstered Lamborghini's ability to reach and engage an incredibly diverse global audience, showcasing its prowess in navigating the ever-evolving digital landscape.
They're very good at Instagram.
Very. And quite significantly, for a brand often associated with excess, Lamborghini has also embraced sustainability as a core part of its cultural impact in recent years.
That seems like a newer development.
It is, but it's important. With substantial investment in sustainability initiatives, including large-scale solar power systems at their facilities and advanced carbon capture technologies, the brand actively aligns itself with contemporary societal values surrounding environmental responsibility.
So it's not just greenwashing.
It seems to be a genuine commitment. This commitment not only enhances their operational efficiency, but also strongly appeals to conscious consumers who increasingly prioritize sustainability in their purchasing decisions, adding another compelling layer to their already strong brand appeal.
Makes sense.
The larger implication here is that Lamborghini is adapting to cultural shifts that go far beyond just technological advancements. They're proactively embracing evolving societal values, continually raising the bar on how luxury brands connect with diverse audiences, deftly blending deep tradition with modern demands and expectations. Hashtag tag tag outro.
Wow, what a deep dive into the world of Lamborghini. We've journeyed from Ferruccio Lamborghini's bold, almost rebellious vision, born from a tractor factory.
Still amazing.
Through the brand's tumultuous yet resilient history, all the way to its cutting-edge hybrid technologies and its pervasive cultural influence that extends far beyond the automotive world. We've seen how Lamborghini isn't just about raw speed or jaw-dropping aesthetics, but about meticulous design, strategic evolution through various owners and market shifts, and a relentless, unwavering pursuit of excellence that permeates every facet of their operation.
From design to manufacturing to marketing.
Exactly. From the factory floor to the most demanding racetracks. The key takeaways here are crystal clear. It's that unique, almost paradoxical blend of tradition and relentless innovation, the delicate yet masterful balance between maintaining extreme exclusivity while engaging with a broader cultural landscape, and their incredible adaptability in the face of constantly changing markets, consumer values, and technological imperatives.
Indeed. What's truly fascinating here, and perhaps the most compelling insight, is how Lamborghini has consistently reinvented itself, often under immense pressure, while staying absolutely fiercely true to its core identity.
That charging bull.
That iconic bull never stops charging forward, even when the path changes or the fuel source shifts dramatically from pure gasoline to hybrid power. This raises an important overarching question for you to mull over. As luxury brands worldwide face increasing scrutiny over sustainability, ethical practices, and ever-evolving consumer values, what does Lamborghini's remarkable journey tell us about the future of aspiration and exclusivity in a world that increasingly values purpose alongside performance? How do you think a brand so deeply rooted in the visceral thrill of internal combustion will continue to balance that rich, roaring heritage with truly revolutionary, perhaps silent steps in the decades to come?
Something profound to think about as you go about your day. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Lamborghini.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll catch you next time.